Welcome to the Kinda Crunchy podcast, where we talk about all things health and wellness. We can't wait for you to hear today's episode, so let's get to it. Hi, guys. Welcome back to Kinda Crunchy. I am Rachel.
And I am Jensen.
And we are here today with an update that is different from our regular episode because we are going on vacation.
We are taking a break because Kinda Crunchy's going abroad, basically, is what's happening.
Yes, yeah. So we have been super consistent for over a year with faithfully recording our podcast. And let me just say, it has been hard sometimes. Like, it has been the most fun. Like, if you listen to our 1 year recap, we love doing this and have so much fun. And like, it just comes naturally and we enjoy it so much and love podcasting together. But we've had different life changes and just things happen over the course of the year where we're like super proud that we have had an episode out every single week for over a year, which is really impressive because I think the statistics, something like 90% of podcasts end after a year or like just stop being consistent. And so we really want to keep that up and like we're excited to continue podcasting, but we have a scheduling conflict we cannot work around in the month of May.
So we are taking May off because I think we calculated we'll be in the United States together like
one
maybe
day.
10 days, maybe a week, something like it's absurd. And to produce like 4 episodes, you know what? I think it's just the perfect time for us to just reset because then we're going to come back so excited and we're going to come back and tell you about what we did on our month off, which as we're going to get into, we have fun plans.
Yes. So we are not just taking a month off because we can't work out our schedules with work and life and whatever. We are quite literally both taking international trips for travel. And it just so happens Jensen's gone at the beginning of the month and I'm gone at the end of the month. And so with the way that lines up, we, like Jensen said, don't have a lot of time to make recording work. We're going to be in different time zones and we just want to enjoy our trips and our time away. So we are going to just take the month of May off and then we will be back in June with Kinda Crunchy Podcast for your summer enjoyment again.
Well, I'm excited too, Rachel, because our first time we'll record in June, I'll be out in Punxsutawney, so we'll get to do those in person, which those are always just better.
Yes.
So yeah, we'll be back and renewed and refreshed and many stories to tell of our time
for
off.
Sure. Do you want to share a little bit about your trip and your plans, Jensen?
Yes, I do. I'm like giddy thinking about it. Like, it's not like, I don't know if you're there yet, Rachel, because yours is a little further out. Mm-hmm. But mine is literally like less than 2 weeks.
Oh, that makes mine seem even closer, and I'm not ready, and now I'm stressed.
I'm not ready either. So there's still so many things we need to do. But like 2 weeks from now, I should be on Lake Como in Italy.
Wow.
If all goes planned. So Logan and I are going to Italy. We are going to be, I probably shouldn't give, no one's going to stalk me. I'm like, probably shouldn't give the exact dates that I do, but it's fine. We are going to be in Milan and then with a little day trip to Lake Como, weather permitting, as long as it's not like rainy all those days, but we'll probably do it no matter what. And then we're going to be in Florence. So we are so excited. We'll be there 10 days. I already have some like restaurant reservations made. We have a few things planned, but we're also trying to take this trip as like, we want to be restful too and like enjoy the culture and not feel like we have this museum tour and this. And then we're just like, we get back and we're like, I am just drained. So I feel like we have a good balance. So a few of the things we're going to do, we're going to do a little day trip to Lake Como. We're going to AC Milan soccer game, which soccer or football, whatever, you know, that's what they call it over there, which we should call it, is just like another level in Europe. So really excited to experience that. And Logan is also like such a diehard soccer fan too. So he'll be on his glory. So I'm excited for that. Also, we're going to be doing a wine tour, which is going to be through Tuscany and I don't know if I told you this, Rachel, yet. I'm going to try to drink wine on this tour.
Oh, my.
Okay. Listeners, if you're new, I have an alcohol intolerance and have not had a sip of alcohol in like 4 years. I do not drink because it literally my stomach will hurt the next day. But you know how things are in Europe. They're a lot more natural. They're a lot better. And you know what? When else am I going to be trying the best wine in Tuscany if I feel bad the next day? Again, it's not like I can't function. I just will have a stomach ache. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to say, hey, maybe I'll be fine and maybe not. But you know what? I'm not just going to watch everyone try wine on the Tuscan countryside and just – that could change, but that's where my mind is now. But something with that, this is crazy, Rachel. You know, you probably remember Logan's friend, Tucker. He was in the wedding. You don't think he escorted you, but he was in the wedding.
I think he was.
Did he? Okay.
Well, I'm pretty sure.
I think he did. He definitely did. Yeah. So him and his wife, Kendra, will also be in Florence the same time as us.
Oh, that's so cool. You have friends there.
We're literally doing a private wine tour with them.
Oh, fun.
So it just like the timing was all like God's timing. Also, we have other family friends that are going to be there that we're getting drinks with. Like, what are the just crazy odds? But the only other really thing we're doing is a pasta making class, which I think will be fun just to like, I mean, obviously pasta is very simple to make, but I feel like in Italy, it's just fun to have an Italian chef showing you how to make it. But yeah, and that'll be on our anniversary too. So, Logan joked with me this past – I'm just gullible and he's very like – he can say things and he can – not that he's a good liar, but like he can fool me. He said he's like, oh, yeah, on like – I think it's either May 7th or May 8th. I have like this big work meeting that it's going to be like 4 or 5 hours I have to call into. Like I can't miss it. And I was like so angry and I was – and then he was like, I'm just kidding. And I was like, okay, I was really mad at you for a second, but I'm just very gullible. So we will not be working for 10 days and – I can't wait. I love my job right now, but I'm excited to just like no cares in the world. Might have mentioned this here before, but I never know if it's a people's first episode. I studied abroad in Florence in college. So I lived in Italy for 4 years. So we're actually staying like a block or two from my school and my favorite little coffee shop. So it'll be fun to like.
How long did you live in Italy?
4 months.
You said 4 years. And I was like, no, you did not.
I didn't even realize that. And then you asked me and I was like, something didn't sound right. 4 months of my junior year of college. Yeah.
Which was awesome.
Yes, it was so great. So it'll be cool to be like, Logan, this was where I bought my groceries every week. And this was where, I would like study for my class. Like, I don't know. It'll just be cool to show him like some of those things. So we're super excited. And I'm excited to share with all of you listeners when I get back. You know me and my videos and pictures. I will take so much content. We're so excited. So I just rambled a lot. So Rachel, tell our listeners about your trip because your trip also is so amazing.
Yeah, no, I'm very excited for you to go and to see all the pictures and hear everything when you get back. I think it'll make me more excited for my trip. Honestly, with as planned as I am, you'd be shocked to know I'm like very chill about vacation stuff because Logan and I like to just have a relaxed, unplanned vacation vibe, which is like the one time in my life I don't like uber plan everything. So we are going to Scotland and Ireland. When we got married back in 2019, we went to Maine for like we called it like our mini moon. And it was like 1 week after we got married, we drove up there and it was just really chill and relaxed and super nice. And like, we love Maine and it's one of our favorite places. We already had pre-booked for on like over our 1 year anniversary that summer to go on this big European trip to like Switzerland and Italy and France and all these places. And COVID happened. So that got canceled. We got refunded for everything. So we just tucked that money away and we're like, okay, we'll still use this for that trip. But we've kind of been waiting it out to make sure everything was like, I guess, back to normal so that we could just experience it in the same way. And over the course of that, we were like, you know what? We don't really want to go to Italy and Switzerland and France as much as we did anymore. And we both kind of just like decided we felt like going to Scotland and Ireland more. So that is where we're going now. It'll actually be this summer's our 5-year anniversary. So it's kind of like a 5-year anniversary trip, I guess. Delayed honeymoon. And we were like, we need to get this done before we want to have kids and stuff, or else we'll never go and like experience it in the same way. So yeah, we're just really excited. My goal is to see a Scottish Highland cow in the wild, a real one. Logan wants to golf St. Andrews because he loves golfing, and it is a public course, even though they play one of the big tournaments over there. So he's excited for that. I'll walk the course with him. I'm not going to play because, like, I don't play golf well, and why pick up golfing time? But yeah, so we don't have like a ton planned. We have a couple day trip tours in Scotland and Ireland planned. We're kind of just bopping around both places and seeing different things. We need to look up like maybe restaurants and other stuff. But yeah, we're really excited to just go and like experience it once we get there. I've been trying not to like overly research because I just want it to be like we get there and discover it while we're there. I always find that to be our best kind of trips, when we're like, we don't look up all the restaurants or all the things to do. We just kind of go and find out, and then we're like pleasantly surprised by it. So yeah, we're really excited to go, and it should be nice. We are gone for 10 days too, so it should be a good time. We're excited.
I think you're gonna just love it. My study abroad, Scotland was my favorite country I visited, and it's just like, I love like London, but I feel like it was like a cute, more quaint version of that. So yeah, and Ireland too is just like the pub scene, like the live music. It's just, and I love that you're not overly planned. That's kind of how we are too. Like, again, I have like, I made some dinner reservations for like places that like I've been to that I'm like, oh, I want to go here. But then I also have nights where we're just like, you know what? We're going to wander upon this restaurant. We're going to try it. And like, probably is going to be great. Most things in Italy are, you're gonna have a great experience no matter what. But yeah, there's like little things I need to do. Rachel, you will be like kind of amazed by this. Since I'm just taking a little carry-on, I want to like be very strategic with my outfits, and I planned out like everything. Not like I'm wearing this Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Mm-hmm. I just like have different combinations, like, oh, this top can go with these pants and this skirt too. And I like took pictures of myself and like little videos of, it's hilarious because I'm never like most trips I throw things in a bag the night before and hope for the best, but I'm like, if I'm only packing so little for 10 days and I want to be trendy and cute and fashionable and look Italian and look like a local, throw things together. So yeah, and I like packed everything and it all fits. So yeah, I am prepared that way wise. There are still things I need to do, like figure out like the cell phone plan thing, and like we need to buy one more Airbnb for like our last night before we fly out, and like there's like little things like that. But I'm like, we still have 2 weeks, and you know what, it's gonna be fine. We got the plane tickets, we're good. It's gonna be great.
You know, one of the things that I do plan a lot for all my trips is my outfits, because it's not necessarily like for fashion's sake. It's for packing's sake and function's sake. Well, I'm sorry if you can hear my dog in the background. I didn't think you'd be able to, but now he's out here barking. So hopefully this isn't picking up too loud on the mic. I'll try to quiet that part down. But I have a packing method where I've tried packing cubes. I've tried like the suction bags, everything. I've had to pack a lot for like mission trips and international trips where it's like, okay, you need to pack functional clothes and you don't have a lot of packing room. Like it's carry on only a lot of times, or just like in a backpack. So I have this method where I get gallon Ziploc bags and I roll my outfits for each day, or like I put my pants in one, my shirts in the other, but normally I do it by an outfit a day. And some pieces I have that are like multiple days, but a lot of the times the places I'm going are dirty and stinky. And I don't like when my worn clothes stink up my fresh clothes. So what I do is I get a gallon bag for each day and I roll that whole outfit like super tight, and I like sit on the bag and suction the air out and zip it. And then I label it. And I'll do that for each day's outfit. And then I'll do like one for fresh PJs, and then, or like undies and stuff like that. And then one that's like my dirty ones. And so then when I'm done with the outfit for that day, I re put it in that bag and suction it. When I get home, like, it smells so foul to empty all those bags, but it keeps all my clothes, like, feeling like I have clean clothes. Even if I rewear, like, pants or a shirt, then it just feels like everything's not a mess. So I will still do that. I did order a few things for our trip that were, like, on my list of clothing to order this coming fall that I was like, okay, but Scotland's still going to be the time we're going, a little chilly and rainy potentially. So one of the things I ordered is Blundstone boots, and I have been wanting them for a long time, and I finally caved and got them. They are very expensive. It's kind of like how I wanted Birkenstocks, and then I just didn't buy them forever. And now that I bought them, I love them because they're high quality and just like a good go-to. The Blundstone boots are expensive, but they have amazing warranty, like, on them, and I know they'll last me literally a lifetime and be very functional for me here and for my trips. So that's one of the things I got. Yeah,
I was looking up. That's why I was like looking at my phone. I was like, what are Blundstone boots? And now once I saw them, I'm like, oh, I just didn't know that's what they were called. Those are cute and very functional. And like you said, they're expensive, but like they're worth it. I also was splurging on some things because I'm like, only oh, what I really want. I ordered a pair of, have you heard of Vejas or
Yes. Yeah.
I've been wanting a pair of just like plain white sneakers that are like, that I can wear with dresses because I'm only wearing like sneakers over there because I'm going to be walking and it's cobblestone and I've heard like nothing but good reviews on them. And you know what? I was just like, and they're like I think they're a European brand or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They're like a higher quality white sneaker brand I've heard is good.
And you know what? I was just like, we're only going to Italy once. I'm buying them. So I bought them and they fit perfect and I'm obsessed with them. So it's that's the best thing you got. You splurge on something and you're like, okay, this was worth it. Like when you're not disappointed by it, you're like, oh, okay. I'm glad that I spent the extra few dollars just for the quality.
That's like shoes I'm finding are to be something that I am willing to splurge on because I'm like, if these are going to last me a really long time and be high quality and comfortable, it's worth it. Like I said, like with my Birkenstock slides or like clogs, I have like an off-brand clog and I can tell the difference based on like that they're not a real Birkenstock, you know what I mean? And so with the Blundstone boots, it's like I could have gotten like a little Chelsea boot that is waterproof from Target or something. I actually have a pair from a few years ago, but like the quality of them is just unmatched. And I know like when I'm doing yard, like not yard work, but in the garden or around the house and stuff, like I will use them and they are much worth their money to me. So yeah, it's funny. I thought about doing white sneakers too, but like I said, it might be kind of like wet there and cold. And I was like, I don't know if a white sneaker is the best option for where we're going. So that's why I was like, I was going to get Blundstones in the fall, but I'll get them now because I think that they'll be a good shoe to have there too.
Well, looking at those boots, those are totally like a Scottish vibe and like white sneakers, I feel like are more Italy. So it like makes totally sense. Yeah. Total sense. That's what like I, for work, I'll buy like Target shoes, but like if I'm going to be like putting miles on these shoes, like I'm not going to get shin splints or back pain because like, I will spend the extra few dollars for that. So no, totally get it.
Yeah.
I love that. When you were speaking there, I had another thought regarding, I don't even know. It's Friday afternoon. My brain is
bleeding.
It's done for the week. But do you have any other things about your trip or things you purchased or?
No, I think I'll have more updates when we get back and like it's happened. Yeah. Like I said, I haven't thought about it a lot. Everything's booked, but then I just like blurped it out of my mind and now I'm like, oh shoot, it's coming quickly. So this will inspire me to get on the ball, hopefully.
I know. I have this like running list in my phone, like Italy need to do. And like Logan's also on that like shared list with me. Yeah. Like just, okay, we need to like, who's going to take care of our chickens while we're like little things like that. We're going to figure stuff out. I was going to say, whoever takes care of our chickens, you're going to get like 20 eggs.
Ton of eggs.
So like, I think it's a win-win. So if anyone wants to, let me know.
Yeah. That was one of my concerns is I have a bunch of seeds started in like my little greenhouse thing. And around the time we're going is when I normally plant my garden. So I started my seeds a little later so that I can plant a little later, but then I'm going to get produce a little later. And so I have someone kind of house sitting for us for our dog, but also for all my garden things and seeds. Cause I was like, I can't sacrifice my whole garden, all these seed starters and everything for this 10-day trip. So I'm very thankful to have family and people who are going to be watching over our house and my little seed babies and garden.
And dog. My parents, of course, are getting Bentley. So if you want to see Bentley, Rachel, he'll be in Punxsutawney.
Good to know.
They're coming. Yeah, he'll be there like almost 2 weeks, basically. They're coming down like the day before we leave. And we're actually flying out of Harrisburg. So they're going to just drop us off at the airport.
That's perfect.
It works out perfect. So
nice.
Oh, I don't think I have anything else. So I guess this is goodbye, guys, for a month.
Bye. See you later.
Yes. I don't want to like set ourselves up for like something we have to do, but I would hopefully maybe I can like throw some pictures and videos on of our trip.
Yeah.
Or like I said, I might do like some videos like for a day there. I don't know if that'll happen, but for sure when we get back, I will give you guys the Italian that you're looking for. So we will try to stay not super silent, but just know we'll be back better than ever in June.
We will. Yes.
Well,
I think that's it for today, though. See you later. You won't hear from us next week, but
I know you'll hear from us soon. You guys next month.
Yes.
And it'll be a very, you're not going to want to miss that episode because I'm sure we'll have highlights, but when you travel, there's always, you know, little things that happen. I'm sure we'll have some interesting stories too. So you don't want to miss that. We will see you guys in June.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
Remember, although we talk all things health and wellness here, this is not medical advice and you should always seek out your medical professional for further questions. Thanks again for listening. Please remember to share, comment, and subscribe to help support our podcast.